1 Timothy, chapter 6. Let as many as are slaves under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and the doctrine not be blasphemed. And those who have believing masters, don't let them despise them, because they are brothers, but let them serve as better slaves, because those who partake of the benefit are believing and beloved. These things teach and exhort. If any man teaches a different doctrine, and does not consent to sound words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is puffed up, knowing nothing, but doting about questionings and disputes of words, from which comes envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, wranglings of men corrupted in mind and defrauded of the truth, supposing that godliness is a way of gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, neither can we carry anything out. But having food and covering we will be content with this. But those who are minded to be rich fall into a temptation and a snare and many foolish and hurtful desires, such as drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, which some reaching after have been led astray from the faith, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of the faith, lay hold on the eternal life, to which you were called and confessed the good confession in the sight of many witnesses. I charge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed the good confession, that you keep the commandment, without spot, without reproach, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in its own times he will show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power eternal. Amen. Charge those who are rich in this present age, not to be high-minded, nor have their hope set on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, that they be ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on the life which is life indeed. O Timothy, guard that which is committed to you, turning away from the profane babblings and oppositions of the knowledge which is falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you.